Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Wednesday morning edition, and I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers out there. Keep up the good work, guys. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys either out there hauling the gas and hauling the diesel, making sure you got fuel to get back and forth to work or wherever it is you need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, and we're on Truth Social, the same handle for all of them. It's at Captain's America, at Captain's America. And let's not forget that we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, as he does six nights a week to start things out, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle the Man Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain.
Yeah. It's not a bad day down here tonight, and or evening, rather. And it's 79 degrees right here at the airport. So I'll take it. Okay, and bye, guys. There they go. They've gone back indoors. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got plenty to talk about tonight. First of all, Hollywood, Los Angeles County, they voted to defund the sheriff? What the hell?
Well, what they've done, Captain, they've voted to reduce the funding for the sheriff's department there. A narrow 3-2 vote was responsible for this. But, you know, Captain, we keep hearing these terms like they're reimagining, you know, what the police are going to be all about or law enforcement's going to be all about. But, you know, crime has really skyrocketed in that area, 137%. Can you imagine what the people in that area must be thinking tonight?
Well, I know what the crooks are thinking right now. Oh, boy, we just got the key to the city.
No kidding. Well, because over the next 2 years, they'll have five fewer L.A. County sheriff's deputies patrolling the area. So, you know, yeah, like you said, they think it's going to be open season now.
Boy, oh, boy. Well, that's a big mistake. By the way, was she telling the truth?
You know, I have to say I don't really think so. It seems pretty far-fetched.
Well, knowing what I know about the car and knowing what I know, I'm talking about the beast, and knowing what I know about what Donald Trump would have had to have done to be able to grab people and all that sort of stuff, he would have had to have been able to squeeze far enough through that little window to reach the front seat. I'm going to tell you right now, he couldn't have done it.
Yeah, it seems pretty, as I said, pretty far-fetched, and this, of course, is the testimony that was during the January 6th committee hearing that somehow Donald Trump tried to wrest control of the presidential limousine, also known as the Beast, and tried to drive it to the Capitol building on January 6th. I mean, come on, that's really...
And this woman, this was all rumor, hearsay, and gossip. But they took it to be the gospel truth that she was there. This is what she knew. She doesn't know anything.
Well, I think you're right. And, of course, the entire premise of the hearings is to be one-sided. So you don't have a chance to cross-examine any witnesses or play videos in their proper context or their entirety so you can see the context. Well, it's just... It's just a made-up sort of message in order to get a particular point of view across, and that's all they're doing. I think most of the American people get that.
Well, most of them get that. Unfortunately, the younger ones and the people that are easily influenced, they're not getting it, and they're the ones that are out on the streets right now making a bunch of noise and marching up and down in front of the judges' houses and all that sort of stuff.
That is very true. That's why we got our work cut out for us, but we'll continue to do it.
Well, I told somebody yesterday that I ran into in my travels that said that abortion had been done away with. It was illegal. You couldn't get one anymore. You'd have to be a backyard butcher shop. And you know, I says, what the hell have you been smoking? I said, abortion is not illegal anywhere yet. Well, there's all these laws that are kicking back and going back to the way they were. I said, do you know why that is? No. I said, because these states, a lot of them blue states, were dumb enough to not change the original laws that were there to begin with, so it wouldn't revert back to what it was.
Right. Well, again, another Democrat fiasco in that sense. I have a feeling, though, Captain, that a lot of people will continue to believe the lie, but eventually they'll find out, and I think they're going to be mad as you know what against the Democrats for lying to them.
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back, and your phone calls are welcome, too. We got a caller on the line. Caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. Okay, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning, and we'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we are going to take it away. Yesterday was Mike Lindell's birthday, and he's celebrating his birthday by giving you, all of you, a buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products through the 4th of July, up until the 5th of July. Now, that means that right now you can buy one, get one on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, fantastic bed sheets. The same thing with the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the six-piece towel sets that actually fit you. The roll and go, anywhere my pillows, those are the fancy ones with the decor on them, the American decor, as well as so many other things. All you got to do is go over to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Don't miss the incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call them again, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. It'll save you money. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Mike in Clearwater on the telephone line. I'm going to bring him on right now, so here we go. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. Now, Kyle, besides what the captain just said, all right, now let's look at this and let's break this down. So you're in a vehicle, and like the captain said, the little window in the presidential limo, and I know President Donald Trump is not exactly a small person, so you're absolutely right, Captain. There's no way he could have squeezed through and anything. And those are the people that are in that limo with him are highly trained law enforcement personnel. Now, let's put that aside for a minute. Kyle, if you and I are in a car and you're driving and we go down the road and I lunge for the wheel and I try to take control of the vehicle, isn't that going to get pretty ugly real quick? I mean, you're not going to just let me get away with that. It's going to be a fight. No matter what happens, it's going to be, you know, you're going to be like, okay, this man is a lunatic, and he's went over, and I cannot let him wreck this car, and I'm going to do everything in my power, even if it means I have to beat the you-know-what out of him to make sure that I can stop the car to get him out. Or what. It's just a crock of bull garbage, and I'd like to know what kind of consideration that young lady was given, or what she was paid, or what she was offered to get up there and obviously lie to all of these people and the whole entire country. And what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Do you want to say something to begin with, or do you want me to state something about the young lady?
No, I appreciate what Mike is talking about. Yeah, it seems so far-fetched. It seems to me that a better story to make up would be the president ordered us to go to the Capitol, and we told him, we're sorry, Mr. President, it's a security situation, and they could countermand that and take him back to the White House or, you know, make sure that the president is safe. I could see that more as a made-up story than he tried to grab the wheel, because just for all the points Mike was just making, it just seems so ridiculous.
Okay, here's what I know about this young lady. She was trying to go to work for Trump in Florida, and she got turned down.
Very interesting.
Now, nobody's talking about that, are they?
Well, no, and it just goes to our point that there's no cross-examination of witnesses, so there's nothing within the hearing itself to balance out what people are hearing. We just went through the big Johnny Depp trial, right? Well, people would come up and testify, and then they'd be cross-examined.
Yep.
So the watching public had some good idea of where this was going and who they wanted to believe and what they thought was most credible. In this case, Captain, the American people don't have that opportunity.
Well, I'm going to repeat this again for everybody to understand something. You know, there's an addendum out there. Hell hath no fury as a woman scorned, right?
That is very true. Yeah.
All right. She wanted to work for Donald Trump in Florida at his Florida headquarters. That's where she wanted to work. And she had actually put in an application and let everybody know that that's where she was planning on working for Trump. And it did not happen.
Well, that would be one of the first things the defense attorney, let's say, would come in to try to impeach the credibility of a witness by saying, look, you might have this. In other words, the jury could tie together the idea of motivation and then question this outlandish, fantastical story.
Now, why do you suppose, now, have you heard that from anybody?
No.
Why do you suppose you have not heard that from anyone?
Good question.
That makes her no longer a credible witness, because now she has a reason for stepping into the limelight.
Well, of course, right, and it's an impeachable kind of a situation, because it would cause you to question whether or not she's telling the truth, you know, for just the sake of telling the truth. And also, Captain, I might add, they're able to get this out there. And then, so, you know, that's going to be fodder for the late-night talk shows, for everybody over at CNN, MSNBC. They'll be talking about what kind of unhinged, orange, crazy person is trying to grab the wheel of the limo. And that just provides a lot of content, I think, for them.
I will say this again. She gave us a bunch of rumors, hearsay, and gossip. She was not there. She's saying what she was told by other people. We don't even know if that's true.
Well, right, and that's another basis for objecting in a legal proceeding, right? Objection, that's hearsay.
Yep.
That's not something that she can. So, in other words, she can say what she wants to all the live long day, but if she never witnessed it, heard it, experienced it, has firsthand knowledge, then it can be just disregarded for what it is, hearsay.
Now, we need to change topics and move over to the border. Who's running the border between Texas and Mexico? Who's actually running that border?
Who is that?
The Mexican drug cartels.
Well, makes sense.
Nothing gets done along the border on the Mexican side without the blessing of the Mexican drug cartel, and that includes the people coming across the river, some of them carrying drugs. Not all of them, but some of them carrying drugs. Some of them have it on their possessions, on their clothes. You know, they got a packet of this or a packet of that. And when I say packet, I'm talking about like a 5 or 10 pound something or another taped to their body.
Right, right.
And the other thing is they've got the boxes and things that they bring across in the boats, which when they come across, they had multiple crossings yesterday. When I heard that, 200 here, 300 there, 150 there, another couple hundred here. When I heard that, that told me they were moving drugs.
Well, sure. That's what it sounds like. Absolutely.
Yeah. They were creating a diversion at different places to where they had them tied up, the Border Patrol and the ICE officials and whatnot, to where they had to pay attention to them. And in the meantime, something else slipped in somewhere else along the line.
Yeah, it's a diversionary tactic.
Yeah, so that's what's going on the border, and it's the drug cartels. And again, I believe, now this is just me talking, I believe that we need to target the drug cartels and take every one of them out wherever we can locate their headquarters are. Just go, okay, see ya, kaboom, see ya, kaboom, see ya, kaboom, and just go right down the freaking line.
Well, that idea has been explored.
It's even when I say take them out, I mean destroy.
Well, exactly. Yeah, of course, that idea has even been explored in the movies, this kind of thing. Is it a clear and present danger? It's kind of like a Tom Clancy sort of a thing. But definitely, you see the effect in this country.
Of course, it's a clear and present danger. Look what happened to those kids that got arrested. Was it Arizona? Where they had 150,000 fentanyl pills with them, enough to kill the entire population of the United States?
Right.
And they got released,
Right, right. Well, of course, all this can also be done in conjunction with applying, in other words, you know, we talk to the Mexican government, this kind of thing, but unless there's real pressure brought to bear, and I mean, you know, like we've never seen before, it may not be able to make that kind of progress, but that also would be part of it, yes.
The Mexican government is on the take, for the most part, with the cartels.
Right.
The Mexican military is on the take, for the most part, with the cartels. And if you want to move up the line as an enlistee and suddenly become a general down the line somewhere, guess what? You take money from the Mexican drug cartels, and you do what they tell you to do. In the meantime, folks, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we hope that you're enjoying what you're hearing. If you are, tell a friend. Tell a friend, because we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
The death toll continued to rise on Tuesday after at least 51 undocumented immigrants were found dead in a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas. Another 16 were found alive in the trailer and taken to the hospital in unknown conditions. San Antonio Police Department Chief William McManus clarified the refrigerator in the tractor trailer was not functioning. In addition, the trailer did not contain drinkable water. Retail chains nationwide started limiting the morning after pill Plan B amid an increase in demand following the Supreme Court's return of abortion regulations to the states. Walgreens, Walmart, and Rite Aid still have the limits in place as of Tuesday, with CVS announcing they'd remove the limit as sales reportedly return to normal, according to CNBC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. I will do just that. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for the last 8 years. And the reason I tell you about it is because it works for me, and I've had some very serious problems with my left leg and my left foot and my left part of my body with different aches and pains that I've had, not been able to get rid of them, the swelling, the whole nine yards, and Relief Factor has kept all of that under control for me. Thank God. Now, the reason is because of the product, the ingredients. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body give its natural response to the inflammation and the swelling and discomfort that you're in by going to and lowering or even eliminating pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on. It'll go right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Also, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you get that by going over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. And why is that, Kyle?
Because all you have to lose is pain.
And you betcha. You betcha. Try it and see what it'll do for you. Okay, Mr. Kyle. Ghislaine Maxwell, sentenced to 20 years in prison for enabling Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of children, which she was also involved in. She's on suicide watch. And I think somebody is going to try to get to her because she is a walking time bomb with the stuff that she knows.
Well, I think you've described it incredibly accurately here. I think the questions of this, of course, it is 20 years in prison. She's, I think, 60 years old, I believe,
yep,
or thereabouts. So that is definitely a major prison sentence. But, Captain, I think the questions are, what is going to come out because of what she knows? And then also, what's never going to come out, if something happens to her or other players involved? And, of course, with all the rumblings about Joe Biden, not running again in 2024, there's one person who would love to come in and run, and that's Hillary.
Yep.
And, of course, didn't Bill Clinton go on the Lolita Express, as far as we know? And she might have to answer some pretty difficult questions about that, or at least have some pretty difficult associations because of the prominence of this sentence and the trial that preceded it.
Very true. Very true. Now, Joe Biden got caught again lying about his business deals with his son, Hunter. There's another series of tapes that have come out where he talks about his conversations with people in China, which is directly part of what Hunter was doing, and talking about a couple of other people that were involved in the mix here that we've heard about before, but we had not heard any mention as to what the deals were specifically. We've heard bits and pieces of the tapes that are available. I haven't heard it all, but I'm sure it's just a matter of time before one of the networks will come out and give us about 15 or 20 minutes of Joe Biden on tape, live and in living color.
Well, sure. And, of course, the then-candidate Joe Biden, back in September of 2019, said, "I have never spoken to my son
right.
about his overseas business dealings." And that's a direct quote.
It's a direct lie.
Right. Well, exactly. And he would say that, trying to, quash any of those things. But, of course, it's still strange credulity to believe that he had no idea of what his son might be doing. And these voicemails are pretty telling, because he talks about what's going on. He talks about the fact that there's going to be an article in the Times tomorrow at the time that he gave the voicemail. He says, "I think you're clear." It's going to be pretty damning, I think.
And there's nothing worse than credulity, because you don't want to credoodle at the wrong time.
That's right, yeah. You don't want to strain credulity.
Yeah.
That's it. We don't think I'll know how painful that can be.
All right, well, there's a Rasmussen poll that came out yesterday. 50% support the recent Supreme Court decision on the abortion ruling. 50%, even though more voters identify as pro-choice than pro-life, half of them, that's 50%, approve of the recent Supreme Court ruling that overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. And it's not a big plurality by any stretch of the imagination, but it's more than the other side of the aisle. So the yeas have it and the nays don't.
Well, right. I mean, this is still a very important statistic and percentage. I think that the Democrats now and the far left feel like, well, now we've got to go convince the other half of the people that the Supreme Court is really just a bunch of votes and they don't actually decide things based on what the Constitution says and so on and so forth. But that being said, this is kind of bad news for Dems, because I think they're starting from behind the eight ball on this one. I think they would think that it would be a lot bigger percentage that would be against, quote unquote, the abortion or the Roe v. Wade overturning. But the left will continue to go on alienating just about everybody. Just watch.
Well, something else that was brought up yesterday was the nationwide heartbeat bill. Did you hear about that?
No, a little bit about it, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, several religious groups yesterday were pressing the House GOP to introduce a nationwide heartbeat bill in lieu of the recent Supreme Court decision. Life begins at the recognition of a heartbeat.
Right, or the idea that once that heartbeat is detected, that an abortion would not be possible.
That is correct.
Or be allowed. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, this is this is all very, very important stuff, and how you can try to codify what's happening, because, Captain, on the left, you've got people who want to have abortions all the way up to right before the baby would be born. It's this kind of grisly thought that is just a corruption.
Yeah, to say the least, right?
Yeah, to say the least.
Okay, now, Kamala Harris accidentally made a conservative point with her ghastly pro-abortion statements. Did you catch them?
Well, she had given a quote where she said, if you are a parent of sons, do think about what this means for the life of your son and what it will mean in terms of the choices he will have, she said.
Okay. What did I miss on that one? Or did you... your son, huh?
Right. Well, of course. Well, I think that she's also pointing out, well, of course, talking about sons, not to be indelicate in the sense, but I think she's talking about the fact that, you know, if a woman gets pregnant, what is your son going to do? Is he now going to be tied into having to parent a child and this kind of thing? So I think she's kind of is making this ghastly idea that, well, it's better just get rid of it. You know, again, I'm not trying to be indelicate, but I think that's kind of where that's going. It's like, think about, this.
Okay, now I got a question here from one of the listeners. This is Janet. Janet wants to know where I got the story about this woman, this Cassidy woman, wanting to work for Donald Trump in Florida. Well, I'll tell you right exactly where it is. It's on Newsmax right now. The article is entitled, Trump Responds to Cassidy. Quote, she wanted to work for me in Florida.
Very interesting, right? Well, and there's probably going to be, you know, some sort of paper trail of that, too. If that could be produced, then that would be very, very important.
Yep. Well, that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to come to Florida, move, and work with him down there. And as a result, again, I'll use that famous phrase, hell has no scorn as a woman's fury. And she may have gotten ticked off about the fact that he would not hire her, because he didn't.
Well, there certainly could be a dynamic going on there, and it actually opens up this whole line of investigation then, especially, you know, in dealing with the fact that this is an incredible accusation. We've never, ever heard of a president trying to grab the controls of the airplane or the helicopter or the limousine or stuff like that. I mean, we hear all kinds of stories, right, about how presidents can get angry about stuff and whatnot and all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
But let me try to grab a call, Christopher. To go to break. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Iron Mike from Tampa.
Yep.
Yeah, I was watching the German network last night and their news, and you could see that G7 meeting, the body language of the leaders and towards Trump. They were almost totally ignoring him. And then when Trump was speaking, the fellow that was standing in the other dais, I guess.
Okay, you're going to get cut off right there, so call me back after the next hour there, and we'll put you right on the air there, Mike. You just got cut off. All right, Kyle, I'll be right back to you. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back with a lot more. We are moving along.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Of his hair. I take you away.
That's called the Graham Central Station, and that's called Hair. What do you think, Kyle?
I like it. That's pretty cool.
A little bit of funk to get the night going here.
That's right.
Yep. We'll have to see. What's that one say? Can't get enough of that funky stuff. All right. Well, let me take a look here. I'm going to read this statement for everybody. Strong thunderstorms may impact parts of the northern Great Plains and upper Midwest today. Heat will begin to build across the northern plains on today before spreading eastward across the northern tier states through Thursday. Critical fire weather conditions will be forecast out west portions of the central plains, and we're going to have a bunch of thunder boomers like we've had last night moving around the Gulf of Mexico down here. Boy, did we have some storms come through last night, knocked the power off here where I was at the radio station. Our auxiliary power came back on. But it was exciting for a few minutes.
I can imagine, yes.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight on the border between Wyoming and Montana. As you come down I-90, I've been tracking several thunderstorms there. They had some warnings going on earlier. So, again, just as you're coming into Wyoming, south out of Montana, you're going to have a lot of rain and storms coming across I-90. This is going to continue on down towards Casper, by the way. So you definitely, well, not quite as far as Casper, but it's on your way. And what's happening is this is all moving at this point. So just be aware of that. Be careful if you're traveling in that area on I-90. If you're also going to come down I-25 towards Casper, Wyoming, be aware of that. We've also still got rain up in Montana. This is going to be, again, along I-90 as you come through Miles City, for example. Check that. I-94, I should say, up near Miles City. So you got rain coming across the road there, and you're going to encounter it again before you go across the border into North Dakota. We had some rain right around Salt Lake City. Our friends in Salt Lake were getting wet just a little while ago. It looks like that rain is now moving east. It's moving over towards Vernal and Roosevelt getting a little bit into the southwest corner of Wyoming. So be aware of that. Some of these heat advisories, Captain, that we saw the last two or three days, they're dropping off the map, but it's still pretty hot. For example, in the Central Valley of California, for example, in Fresno, we've got 83 degrees right now. The high looks like it's going to be around 106. So you tell me, I think it's still going to be pretty hot. It looks like over in Bakersfield, 86 degrees in California. So you're seeing that we're still going to have a lot of that heat. Hopefully, we'll be seeing a little bit of cooling here in the near future. But it's still hot, so be careful out there.
Well, you want to talk about hot, you're going to have temperatures approaching 100 degrees today in the central lower part of South Dakota, and then coming across Nebraska. You're going to have through the whole central part of Nebraska on down into the northwestern corner of Kansas, those same temperatures, as well as the northeastern corner of Colorado. So that's where the heat is today. We do have some unsettled weather conditions up in South Dakota, over towards into the southwestern corner of Minnesota, where we could have some storms develop. Bring some rain and some thunder and lightning through that area. We do have some fog to talk about tonight, down into Oklahoma, just east of Oklahoma City. Tulsa has got some fog tonight, and there's some fog down on I-40, just east of Oklahoma City. And then, down in Dallas and Fort Worth, you've got, some fog and some dirty air down there. You've got a clean air alert down there, if you will, for anybody with breathing problems and whatnot. And then we find the same situation in the central part of Tennessee tonight, where we do have some fog. And the northwestern corner of Kentucky, same thing. A central part of Indiana, same thing. Southwestern corner just west of Cincinnati in Ohio, same thing over there. We do have some fog down in the New Orleans area, as well as some clouds. And guess what, Kyle? You know that system that's kind of just sitting down there out about 100 miles or so?
Right.
It's still there.
Okay, wow, yeah.
It's not moving very much, but it's just building up, building up, building up, raining, raining, raining. It'll probably be not much of a storm per se, more of a rainmaker, but they do have another system that is coming across right now that is going to be skirting the lower Caribbean, if you will, and coming across the Yucatan, and then I'm not sure if it's going to come over into the southwestern Gulf of Mexico or not, but it will be a Category 1 hurricane by the time it gets over there. That could be interesting.
Absolutely, yes.
Never know. You can't take these things for granted. And then, of course, in the upper part of Wisconsin, you've got some unsettled weather conditions up there for what could be some rain and thunderstorms today. Same with the upper peninsula of Michigan. And you've also got the chance of some rain along the eastern seaboard to include Long Island, down through Jersey, down through Delaware, and parts of Maryland. So that's what the weather looks like for tonight. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, folks, don't forget the good people at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and they really want to be your oasis out there on the road. In fact, they're investing $1 billion to renovate over 400 locations across their network, so you definitely want to pull in to the nearest Pilot or Flying J. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com and use their locations function to find the travel center nearest you. And, of course, don't forget as well, you want to join the rewards program, the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that from the App Store or Google Play, or simply go to pilotflyingj.com. There you're going to start earning points on everything that you buy. You're going to earn up to 4 points for fuel per gallon, and for the remainder of June, you've only got a couple more days here, but you could push the points up to 5 points per gallon simply by activating Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. So definitely check it out today. And RVers, they've also got you covered with special RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps. So don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, very good. And folks, when we come back from this break, we're getting ready to take, we're going to tell you about Elizabeth Warren. We're going to tell you about AOC. We're also going to tell you about a bad guy that we took out in Yemen. How about that? Riding on a motorcycle, and we got him with one of our drones. So we got a bad guy. That's always a good thing when you get the bad guys before they get you. All righty. We will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Kyle, you hang on. And Iron Mike, if you want to call us back after the break, we'll get you in here and talk about what you wanted to talk about. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.